Since you heard me last, and I'm here to explain why. I've been trying to upload the last hour for the past week, and I've been having a lot of trouble doing so. So I'm gonna still try to keep uploading it, so don't be surprised if you get one that's 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. It's recorded, it's done, it's been done for a week. I just haven't been able to load it for some reason, so hopefully sometime in the near future it will be able to be downloaded, uploaded, whatever, for you to download. Anyways, this week is 11 p.m. to 12 midnight, so let's get started, yeah? The Marines are now in charge of taking the nukes and securing them. Doyle comes up to Jack and he thanks him for what he did today. Obviously all the hard work that took place from Jack taking out all those men. Jack he steals a cell phone and he calls Chang and learns that Audrey went to Beijing to get him, and she's become an asset to exploit for the Chinese. Jack says, "I'll hand myself over," and they just want the component, the prototype algorithm, which would give them access to all Russian defense technology. And they've been trying to get their hands on it for a while, but so that's kind of a sketchy thing. And Jack needs to find a way to get to the bombs or else Audrey dies. And he has to speak to her. She says she's sorry, and he's like, "You don't have anything to be sorry about. I'll get you out." And Chang comes back on, he's like, "You have 1 hour." Tom Lennox goes back to see the president, says he doesn't think he's okay, and he doesn't want, Wayne is like, "I know, but I don't want Vice President to have a chance, to have another chance to do what he did." And Tom's like, "We don't have to worry about that." And Wayne's like, "What the heck do you have on him?" And Tom tells him about the tape, about the intent to commit perjury, and all that kind of thing. And Wayne's like, "Well, I want to make the address, and I want to leave the bunker." Because Karen comes in and tells that the bombs are secure and everything is over. And so Wayne's like, "It's important for me to leave the bunker now to show that there's no threat." Back at CTU, Chloe gets a call. It's Jack. They're in a meeting. It's Jack. He tells Chloe about Audrey and how she's alive, and how he needs to get the algorithm, and she needs to help him retrieve the circuit boards. They need to get a schematic, and the only one that they have access to is on Morse's computer. That's a revised schematic, and Chloe has to get it, so she gets it up, she's going to send it to the phone, 30% to go. Everyone starts to come back out of the meeting, and it gets really close, but she sends it off and logs out of Morse's system. Back at the bunker, Wayne looks at a picture of David. It was a really nice moment. And Vice President Daniels goes to see Wayne. And Wayne wants to express his gratitude to Daniels, because if he hadn't put the option of the nuke thing on the table, they wouldn't have had, Wayne wouldn't have had that option for himself, even though he didn't go as far. And he's like, "I know we don't see eye to eye, and I don't think we can work together after this, so I'm asking for your resignation." And Daniels gets really mad. He's like, "How dare you? Blah, blah, I don't accept." And so Wayne's like, "Well, hey, guess what? I have the tape." So, bam. And he's like, "If there's anything I've learned from you, it's that sometimes it's necessary to apply a little brute force." Oh, snap. And he says that sometime in the next week we'll be fine. Back at CTU, Morris finds out that someone hacked into his system, because after what happened to Nadia, he loaded a logger software on there that shows him any activity that goes on his PC. So he's like, "Oh no, I'm gonna call security." Chloe's like, "No, don't do that," and she stops him and she confesses, tells him about Jack and Audrey, how she's still alive. Everyone's like, "What? Wow, I don't know what I wrote that." how do they know the... Oh, just kidding, I know. It says, how do the, or Morris is asking all these questions, how do they know that the Russians won't get mad about that whole thing? Chloe's like, Jack won't get far, he gave his word. Morris is like, well, what good is that? And he's going to call Bill, and Chloe's like, don't, I'll do it myself. So she goes up to tell him. Jack, back with Jack, he goes, and he's trying to get to the bombs. There's these two guards guarding the bombs. He's like, I need to get an FB circuit board to take back to CTU, and I'm under orders from the president. So they let him in. He's, you know, he does his Jack yelling thing, which is really scary. And then Doyle pops out, and they get him in custody because of the information Chloe gave them. Jack, you know, is asking Doyle, please let me go. I need to go. He talks to Bill, and he says, I wasn't going to let China keep it. You know, I was gonna make sure that nothing bad would happen to it. And Bill's like, I just can't do it. Come back, and we'll regroup. And he's like, well, I want to talk to Wayne. I want to talk to the president. So he gets through to the president. He wants him to authorize the field operation, and he tells him about the plan. And Wayne is like, I know that, you know, she means a lot to you, but I just don't know. And he's like, I need the Chinese to believe that I'll give it to him. I give you my word that I will destroy the circuit board as soon as I know Audrey's safe. I'll even, you know, have a concealed explosion of C4. And Wayne's like, you're asking me to authorize a suicide mission? And Jack's like, you know, with all due respect, you owe me. You owe me. He says he's not going to fail. And Wayne's like, you know, I just need confirmation about the board, the circuit board. And he's like, well, whatever happens, you'll get your confirmation. And so Wayne authorizes the mission. Jack goes, you know, he's like, he gets out of custody. He's got the president's behind him. Jack wants Doyle's help with the mission. He tells him about Chang Ji, which is our favorite Chinese man. He tells him that he is not going to get out alive either, Chang Ji, because he hates him. The president agrees to Jack's plan, and Chloe O'Brien tells Morris O'Brien about the whole thing. She's kind of like, I told you so. So they tell Jack to get on the 118. Oh, no. Sorry. That was a little strange. Chang tells Jack to get on 180 North and get off at the first exit after mile marker 49. Wow. And CTU has a monitoring device with the circuit board, so they know where it is and if it's dead, which it isn't. So, back at the bunker, Noah Daniels and his snotty little bimbo assistant, Lisa Miller, that's her name, which incidentally is also the name of one of my basketball coaches, which kind of freaked me out a little bit. But anyways, he tells her that, you know, he's asked to resign, he's going to comply because of the evidence against him, and Lisa's like, ooh, it's all because of my fault, and it really was. But, you know, then they hold hands, and he's like, oh, we'll have more time to spend together, and it was gross. And he's like, well, I'm gonna give him this letter right now, right as he's doing the press conference. I'm through being the loyal opposition. So he goes to the press conference. He has the letter of resignation with him. And Wayne gets up, and he's talking about beginning the process of national healing. And he takes questions from the people. And there's this one lady. Her name is Robin, I think. And he calls on her, and she asks him, you know, what it's going to happen with the internment camp victims. And he's like, well, as soon as we know the imminent threat is over, of course they'll be let go. And everyone's like, what, imminent? So he kind of slips up there because, you know, he told them that it was over. They don't know about the whole thing with Jack, so it was kind of like, what? And this obviously puts a lot of stress on Wayne because he's trying to go over what he just said, trying to make it sound like he didn't, you know, whatever, and he collapses. And then Noah's like, oh, hey, I don't have to give him this letter, and he pockets it. Jerk. It turns out that Wayne had a cerebral hemorrhage, and then everyone starts arguing about whether or not he should have been brought out of the coma and everything, and obviously he's not fit to be president. He's probably not going to be for the rest of the day. I don't know. So Daniels again invokes the 25th Amendment. This time he doesn't have very much opposition because obviously Wayne is down. So he asks Lisa to get him the agenda that Wayne had, and she was like, well, you might want to know about this one thing. And he finds out about the mission that Wayne authorized with Jack, and he's mad. He's like, I can't let him do this. This isn't going to work. This is just going to, you know, start World War III. And so he's like, call CTU and tell him no, this can't go on. So Karen calls Bill and tells him to stop the operation, and so they set up roadblocks and stop the operation, and he tells Chloe to stand down because obviously he can't trust her now because she was willing to help Jack out. Obviously, she always does that. So good for her. So they're 2 miles east. Bill calls Doyle, who is with Jack, and asks them where they are. They're like, you know, 2 miles east of the 180 interchange, and they're on the phone, and he's like, they're trying not to, you know, make Jack suspicious about anything, but so Doyle gets off the phone, and he's like, yeah, apparently there's some, like, road work or something like that, and we're gonna have to go a different way, and Jack's like, oh no, and he pulls a gun, and he's like, you know, I shot a friend of mine today, who's my old partner, because he would not let me do what I needed to do, so, you know what, get out of the car. So he makes Doyle pull over, and Jack jacks the truck and leaves. Yeah, boy. This was a sweet episode, as usual, and I gotta say that as soon as Jack, you know, said the plan and started to, you know, formulate that whole thing, I was like, you know what, I'm not even worried. I really am not even worried about Jack at all, because I know, you know, he'll do what he says he's gonna do. And when Chloe and Morris were arguing, and Chloe was like, Jack gave me his word, and Morris was like, well, what, you know, that doesn't mean anything, I think, you know, I felt a collective around the world, everyone watching said, yes, it does, right along with Chloe. It was great. It was like a burst of energy. I mean, I said it with her. I was like, yeah, Jack's word is Jack's word, and if you got it, then, you know, that's a guarantee. So, that was great. Yes, it does. I was really mad at the way that Doyle was talking to Jack. Like, don't talk to Jack like that. Don't you, I mean, like, I don't even like you, you know. I'm glad that he, you know, thanked Jack for saving the world, because you were too late and you didn't catch on and all that. But then he was like, oh, you're stupid. Hey, Mom. My mom just brought me an egg sandwich. She's trying to be sneaky. And it worked because she scared me. Anyways, he was mean. But then it was funny at the end how he like tried to pull a fast one. And Jack was like, no. I'm sorry, I'm smarter than you. I've been doing this for a long time, and I know what's going on, so I'm going to shoot you if you don't get out of the car. So that was sweet. Yeah, and poor Wayne. Like, he's finally standing up to... I'm so glad that he asked for Noah Daniels' resignation. And, you know, used the blackmail. He blackmailed him, and... From the beginning of the day to last hour, he's come a long way in his ability to, you know, and just in his leadership, his strength, you know, maybe not physically, but mentally. And I really liked how he was looking at the picture of David, kind of like for inspiration. And I miss David. He's I like to think that David Palmer is my guardian angel. Either him or Tony Almeida, but it's one of the two, so. Oh, anyways, that was nice. And I'm really mad at whoever that woman was, Andrea Robin, whoever. She had to go and make Wayne have a stroke, which made me mad. Because now she put in motion, you know, Daniels doesn't have to step down now because Wayne's incapacitated and he is now the acting president. And so thanks a lot, Missy, for being a jerk. I'm like, I'm attacking her and she just asked a simple question. But seriously, she ruined my life. She ruined my life. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. And I was like, Morris putting that logger thing on his computer reminded me, I don't remember what it was called, but I used to have this program that like I ran, and if you like would go into a chat room, it would tell you like if someone said something about you or something, or I don't remember what it's called, but it reminded me of that. And I don't know why, but it did. So that's pretty much it. I still think we need more Jack time. And really, I'm not worried about him. Like, I think he can do it, and he will if he says he will. I think he can pull this thing off, but, I mean, I just, you know, even if he has to, you know, do the C4 detonation thing, but I don't want him to. I don't want him to have to do that. And, you know, I know that he loves Audrey and everything, but I never really liked her all that much. So, if he dies for her, there's going to be a lot of people who hate Audrey. So, oh snap. We'll see what happens. It looks exciting. It always is. It's always exciting. And that's what I look forward to every Monday. 24 gives me a reason to get up in the morning on Mondays. Oh, and also I want to tell you that. Oh, wait, just kidding. You don't know. Well, it turns out last week, the episode that you don't have yet because my computer's dumb, I called the 24 fan line because it came up during the show last week, and I called it on air, and someone picked up, and I freaked out and hung up because I was like, what the heck? Because I was expecting, you know, the message to come on and everything, but and I freaked out, and I was like, dang. So I called back, and it turns out that the number, I'm absolutely positive I dialed the right CTU number, but it wasn't the fan line. It was just some random guy I was calling in California. So you don't have to worry. I did not hang up on somebody associated with 24, which is good because I was really mad at myself for freaking out. I'm really bad at the phone. I just am. I don't know why, but it's true. Es la verdad.
Hey, boy.
Press line. Worst line. Son of a man, this egg sandwich is really good. I gotta just like tell you right now. So if you want like a quick snack, hard-boiled eggs, toast, two toasts, bacon, and butter. It's amazing. Anyways, so who I'd most like to punch in the face? It was actually a toss-up this week. I think I'm gonna award it to Robin. What's her name, Robin or Andrea? I don't remember because it was one of those. I think it was Robin. But just because she asked the question that made Wayne's blood pressure go up and his brain explode. So she gets who I'd most like to punch in the face because now Noah Daniels is acting president. He stopped the mission that Wayne authorized and all that kind of thing. So I'm mad at her. I really am. Even though she really did not do anything wrong, I'm still mad. So congratulations. She's pretty much the most obscure character who's won who I'd most like to punch in the face. And I was really sure that the reigning days of Noah Daniels as who I'd most like to punch in the face king were over, but I, you know, you never know. Now he's back in play, so maybe he'll win it some more. That'll be like 30 million times. What if? Wow, I really did not get any worst line. Okay, this is what I didn't get. Worst line, curse count, we're running out of time. kill count, I'm proud to say for the first time today, this day, I think, there were no kills, no deaths. Absolutely zip, zero, cero, goose egg, no deaths. Which is amazing. But still, the count is real high. 14,000. Hold on, let me get my paper. I can't find it. Just have to listen to my song. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not. 14,043 from last week that you don't have. So it's the count stands. 14,043. So yeah, boy. Also, and that leaves one more thing, which is the did you see that thing? And I just gotta say that Jack is smart. His whole thing with, you know, Doyle thought he could, you know, trick him, but you know, I don't know if I like Doyle or not. You know, someday, some moments, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, things could turn around and I could, you know, go in his favor, but he was talking to Jack pretty tough-like, and I was like, no. And so it was great to see him just kind of, like, you know, get a reality check from, you know, the most talented man in the business, Mr. Jack Bauer. So he pretty much, you know, he got held up at gunpoint, he got his truck stolen, and he, you know, got left in by the side of the road at night. So who knows what will happen with Doyle. Yeah, don't mess with Jack. He will take you down. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that Jack always comes through, no matter what. So that's all of that. That is all I have for you this week. Hopefully it will get to you in time. Again, I really am sorry that I've had so much trouble uploading last week, but I'm still trying because, yeah, it's ready, it's done, it's been done since last Tuesday, like it's supposed to be, but it just hasn't cooperated. So, I'm really sorry. Again, definitely this one should, so yeah. And I suppose that you should watch 24 next week and see what happens, because stuff happens on 24. Even if you think that, you know, like, you saw something cool the week before, you'll see something cooler again the next time. So don't ever think that, you know, the twists and turns are, you know, are running out, because they're not. So we will see what will become of all our favorite 24 friends. And so that means I will see you all next week. Yeah, boy.